AM 1300 KGLO, it's time for us to check in on Dave Bernhardt, see what he's got going on at Mason City All-Risk Insurance this morning on South Monroe. And sounds like you got a little project going in the office there this morning, Dave.
Oh, yeah, just trying to patch a little hole in a chair. Hey, I tell you what, TV has nothing on us. We describe everything, don't we, Tim?
Well, yeah, you know, honestly, what we describe, everything, everybody goes through all of this stuff. Everybody's got to patch a chair, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then my wife will look at it and say, why did you do that?
Well, that's like, I just love duct tape. I can fix anything with some duct tape, Dave.
Yes, sir. I agree. Say, just a heads up, this early, well, I guess summer season, probably not early, but there's a lot of toys out there on the road now. Starting to see some campers move around. We've seen motorcycles out there for a while, you know, and different things like that that are coming out of winter storage. So the crew here wanted to remind everybody that, you know, make sure that when you take that out of storage, it may be on a layup program or something on insurance where they charge a little lesser rate when it's parked. But now that you got some exposure and you're getting it out and about, you know, make sure that it's properly covered. Next thing that happens typically to me is, you know, somebody says, well, how much should I cover it for? And my standard answer is, well, how much do you want if you lose it? You know what I mean? How much do you have to have to replace it, or
right,
if you actually lose it totally? So, you know, just some benchmark ideas. But just a reminder, make sure those toys got the proper coverage when we're out and about this summer. We're starting to see quite a bit of activity on the road now with pull-behind campers, driving campers, motorcycles, different things. Even see a few boats being pulled around going to a couple locations. So we're trying to get back to, quote-unquote, our old normal. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that works. Old normal, new normal, just normal.
Yes, exactly. What's this? I hear you were at a ball game last night?
Yeah, well, that sounds kind of strange anyway, doesn't it? Yeah, you know, if kids are playing ball games, I think we should just get out of the house and go watch and, you know, social distance and just relax and enjoy a game, right?
Absolutely. The weather in the evenings has been really, really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I think mostly attributed to the low humidity, Tim. So I don't know what that has to do with insurance, but, you know, just a good news item this morning, right?
Well, yeah. And Dave, I have seen quite a few people that I know that that drove cars that are insured to these ball games.
Yes, and, I hope so.
And some of them park too close to the stadium ballparks, and they're going to get hit. So that's an insurance note. Stay farther away when you park.
All right. I'm good you're out there observing that stuff for me, and we can relay that information to the listeners.
Well, yeah. You know, that real stuff that we can all and kind of like this for farmers, too. I know that we need rain. What do you think?
Yes, you know, we've been getting some rain, but like I mentioned before, the humidity and the wind has just been, the humidity's been really low and the wind's been really high. So, wow, when we get a rain, it just sucks it right away in no time at all. So we would welcome a nice rain right now. Please, that would be just perfect, Tim.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah, we need it for gardens and lawns and crops and a lot of different things, for sure.
That's it. Speaking of the crops and the farmers, if there's any farmers listening out there this morning, don't forget, you know, you have reports your planted acres, you know, for your crop insurance policy every year. Now's the time to be doing that. Check in with the FSA office and report the acres to them also. So just got some paperwork we need to get done. I know there's some work on the farm that they're trying to finish up on the fields, but don't forget the paperwork.
They would never forget paperwork, would they?
Well, you want to see the list of people that I call and remind?
Oh, we all forget paperwork. I understand. No, I understand.
Yeah, I do. I do, too. My wife says, what's that envelope laying there? It's been laying there for 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Again, stop in and see us here at Mason City All Risk and see if we can do something positive for you in the way of any type of insurance, you know, home, auto, commercial insurance, hail insurance, if the farmer still needs some hail insurance. Like I always say, before it hails, okay, be a good idea. Stop and see us at 1415 South Monroe here in Mason City, 641-423-8785. And you Google us on the internet there, and you'll find us. It'll tell you who we got working here, where we're at, and all the fun stuff about us.
You know, and the other thing is, if somebody's going to stop by today and they say, I'm just here to fix Dave's chair.
don't put your hand on the wrong chair because you might be glued to it. Okay?
Dave, have a great, wonderful day and a terrific weekend ahead, okay?
Hey, we certainly hope so, Tim, and I'm counting on you for a little rain, okay?
I'll bring it. Absolutely, I'll bring it. Take care. Have a good one.
All right, Tim. Thank you very much.
See you later. It's Dave Bernhardt with us from Mason City All Risk Insurance on AM 1300 KGLO. We have fun. Yes, we have fun on the radio. And I really did catch him while he was fixing his chair when I called. You've done the same thing. You got something that's just caught on it or something? Yeah, you gotta fix that little repair job. And if you need insurance information, certainly it's Mason City. All Risk Insurance are on South Monroe in Mason City. Look for that yellow sign, okay?